From the college campuses of Barnard College of Columbia University in New York City and Washington and Lee University in Lexington, Virginia, the National Broadcasting Company presents the College Quiz Bowl. Tonight, transcribed, the varsity scholars of Washington and Lee University are out to defend the Quiz Bowl crown they've worn for 3 weeks against the young ladies of Barnard College. And here in Radio City, New York, is your master of the quiz, Alan Ludden.
Hello there, everybody. It's nice to have you with us for another intercollegiate battle of wits. First, let's move way down to Lexington, Virginia to meet the current champions. Once again, Joe Moffitt of station WSLS Roanoke is on hand to serve as referee for the Washington and Lee team. How are your boys feeling tonight, Joe?
Well, Al, I'd say they're feeling confident that a half hour from now they will have racked up victory number four. And here they are.
Bob Paxton, Lexington, Virginia.
Henry Turner, Bethesda, Maryland.
Fred Lachman, Lexington, Virginia.
Harold Quinn, Shreveport, Louisiana.
Okay, there you have the Washington and Lee team. Now let's come back much closer to home to meet the challengers tonight. Standing by to act as referee for the Barnard team is Dick Dudley of NBC New York. Are you with us, Dick, way up there at 116th Street and Broadway in Manhattan?
I certainly am, Alan. And with me are four bright, lovely young ladies that I'm counting on to upset Washington and Lee. And I'll ask them to introduce themselves.
Rael Isaac, New York City.
Barbara Cowder, Somerville, New Jersey.
Margarita Valguarnera, Palermo, in Philadelphia.
Jerry Kirschenbaum, Brooklyn, New York.
All right, we've met both teams. Now, before Jack Costello explains our quiz bowl rules, may I point out that we recognize full well that in putting the emphasis here in the College Quiz Bowl on a quick recall of specific facts, we're pointing up only one of the objectives of college education. And we're likewise trying to give you an opportunity to meet a few of the many remarkable, well-rounded personalities to be found today on every American campus. Now, how about those rules, Jack?
Right, Alan, and here they are. Alan Ludden asks a toss-up question worth 10 points, and the first team to signal it that it knows the answer gets a chance to answer it. When Barnard College signals, you're going to hear... And when Washington and Lee University signals, you'll hear... By means of a special electronic selector, the team which signals first, even by a split second, activates its light here in New York City and makes it impossible for the other team's light to flash. If a team gives a wrong answer to the toss-up question, the other team is given a chance to answer it. And whichever team gives the right answer gets a bonus question worth a stated number of points. The team with the most points at the end of the game is the winner and returns next week to defend its title in the College Quiz Bowl.
Thank you, Jack. Now remember, teams, you may interrupt a toss-up question before I've finished asking it, but if you do and if your answer is wrong, your team will be penalized 5 points and I will repeat the question, giving the other team a free crack at it, okay? Those are the rules. That's the opening whistle, so let's go. Here's your first toss-up question, and coming up right after it will be a 25-point bonus. Here we go. It's a tricky toss-up worth 10 points. Taking the major preoccupation of Snow White's stepmother into account, where do you think she would be most likely to spend her time while visiting France? Barnard.
Margarita Valvanera.
Well, at Dior, at the fashion house?
Nope. Can you take it, Washington and Lee?
Harold Quinn, on the Riviera.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, well, those are good guesses, but they weren't right. We think she would probably go to the Palace of Versailles, which is noted for its Hall of Mirrors. You remember? Snow White's stepmother was preoccupied with her mirror on the wall. Okay, here's another toss-up question. For 10 points, tell us. Incidentally, there's still a 25-point bonus coming up. For 10 points, tell us, how many ounces in Avoirdupois weight would... Washington Lee?
Fred Lachman.
12 ounces in a pound.
I'm sorry, I got to penalize you 5 points, Washington Lee. You interrupted before I finished the question, and now this is all repeated for Barnard and Barnard alone. The question in its completion is, how many ounces in Avoirdupois weight would you have if you added the amount of flesh Shylock bargained for in The Merchant of Venice and the quantity that is worth a pound of cure? How many ounces? Barnard?
13.
No, I'm sorry, 17 ounces. Shylock was bargaining for a pound, 16 ounces, and an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of a cure. 16 plus 1 is 17, and here we go with another toss-up question. Queen Victoria once said that she could not allow herself to be presented to King David if she met him in the next world because of his inexcusable conduct to Uriah. For 10 points, tell us, what was the conduct the Queen... Barnard.
Margarita Valguanera is going to get one right this time.
Well, wasn't Bathsheba Uriah's wife? Yes, Bathsheba was Uriah's wife.
No, I'm sorry. That is not the answer to the question. That has penalized 5 points for Barnard. I will finish it for Washington Lee. For 10 points, tell us, what was the conduct the Queen deplored? What did King David do that the Queen deplored? Washington Lee. Nobody?
All right. Yes, we have it. Bobby Fox.
He sent Uriah to the front in hopes he would be killed.
That was right, David. He had a death in battle in hopes that he would be killed so that he could marry Bathsheba. All right, Washington Lee, by holding your buzzer there, you got a chance at a 25-point bonus. Now, in fiction, as in real life, most people have to work for their living. Now, for 5 points apiece, Washington and Lee, you're to tell us what occupation, vocation, or profession the following fictional characters pursue. First of all, Ichabod Crane, Washington and Lee.
Fredlock.
School teacher.
Right, for 5 points. Baby Bunting's father.
Conference, Alan. Harold Quinn.
He was a hunter.
That's right, for 5 points. Willie Loman.
Conference on that, Alan. All right, Bobby Foxton.
What was that?
Salesman.
Right, in Death of a Salesman. Oh, you're hot now. Here we go. Bill Sykes. Bill Sykes.
Little conference, all right. Henry Turner.
He was a thief.
Right, he was a thief or a housebreaker. And Dickens, Oliver Twist. Okay, one more and you'll get all 25 points on this. Simon Legree.
Conference, Alan.
Careful.
All right, Fredlock.
Slave master.
That's right. Okay. What's the score, Jack?
The score is now Washington and Lee 30, Barnard minus 5. And we have 20 and a half minutes to go.
Okay, here we go. With a toss-up question coming up as a 30-point bonus. It has been referred to as, quote, the finest prison in the world, unquote. The, quote, old salt mine, quote, unquote. Washington Lee.
Bobby Paxton.
The White House.
That's right for 10 points. I will complete the question. It has been referred to as the finest prison in the world, the old salt mine, and the goldfish bowl. For 10 points, what is it? And the answer is the White House. Truman called it the finest prison in the world. You might be interested to know Eisenhower called it the old salt mine, and FDR often referred to it as the goldfish bowl. Okay, Washington and Lee, here's a 30-point bonus. Some of our fine-feathered friends have names that are also words describing kinds of undesirable human beings. Now, I'm going to describe the bird and the human being, and for 10 points apiece, all you got to do is name the bird, okay? The plump-bodied, mottle-colored bird, whose name means the person who grumbles and complains all the time.
Conference, Alan.
Okay, Washington, you ready?
Okay.
What is the bird? Time is called. Call. The grouse. All right. 5 seconds you have on this. A bird whose name means a chatterer and a scold.
Harold Quinn.
Magpie.
Magpie, right, for 10 points. Okay, 10 more points now if you can tell us a now extinct bird whose name also means a silly, foolish person.
Bobby Paxton.
Dodo.
Dodo, right, for 10 points. Okay, here we go back. No, before we move along to another toss-up question, we got to stop now and find out what the stakes are in this quiz game. Jack?
Each week, NBC will award to the school of the winning team a $500 gift to be administered by the college. It may go to a scholarship fund or to a campus activity. And each member of the losing team will receive an attractive, dependable Whitnar wristwatch, a distinguished member of the Longines Whitnar family of fine watches since 1866, maker of watches of the highest character. Well, those are the stakes. Now, with 18 minutes to go, the score is Barnard minus 5, Washington and Lee 60. We go back to a toss-up question now.
Okay, coming up is a 30-point musical bonus. Here's your toss-up. A famous painting is entitled Arrangement in Gray and Black Number 1. We'll give you 10 points if you can tell us the more popular name. Barnard.
Barbara Cowder.
Whistler's mother.
Right, for 10 points. Popular name for this painting is Whistler's Mother by James McNeil Whistler. All right, Barnard, you've got a chance now at our classical music question for tonight. We're going to play three selections, each one of which features a solo instrument. For 10 points, you are to name the instrument. Now, you may work as a team, but I will accept only one answer. You got that? Okay, now tell us the instrument. Here's the first one. The instrument. Solo instrument. One answer.
All right, you ready? We're ready. Well, Margarita Valvanera wants it.
No, it's Bobby, take it.
Okay, Bobby, hurry.
Cello?
That's right, for 10 points. That is Haydn's Cello Concerto in D major. Okay, I thought you were going to say viola there, okay? What is the instrument in this? This solo instrument. Think carefully. Work with the team. One answer. I'll accept that. French horn.
They're a little doubtful about how to answer it.
All right, okay. Now let me hear. Is this Alan coming up? All right, yes. What was that, Devon?
Alan, how much time are you allowing on
it? Well, we were playing music indefinitely there. We've usually played 20 seconds of music maximum. We went a little far on that, I must say. But we want one answer quickly, Dick. Now we'll play 20 seconds maximum music. What is the solo instrument here?
Oboe.
No, that's out. It was a French horn, and that was the Tilloyspiel, right? Oh. That was the Tilloyspiel music. Now, we have a confusion here. We have, what is the score finally? We're going to accept French horn as the second horn, right, Mr. McGregor? Okay. 25 for Barnard, 60 for Washington Lee. Let's get going here. Coming up is a 15-point bonus. All right, we're all familiar with the song lyric, On the Road to Mandalay, where the fine fishes play. For 10 points, who wrote these lines? Washington and Lee.
Fred Lockman.
Roger Shipley.
Right, for 10 points. Okay, Washington and Lee, for 15 points. Here's your 15-point bonus. You are to explain how Niobe's pride led to her downfall. Niobe's pride led to her downfall.
Full confidence here, Alan.
Okay, come for away, boy.
All right.
How do you spell that, Alan?
How do you spell it, Alan?
N-I-O-B-E. In the Bible. No, not in the Bible.
No, Alan.
Okay,
no,
it was, you know, Niobe was the one who was so proud of her numerous children that she bragged about it to Leto, and Leto, the goddess, was angered and had her children, Apollo and Artemis, slay Niobe's children. Remember, that's a legendary story. All right, here we go back to a toss-up question with a 30-point bonus coming up. Ladderback, Wing, and Windsor are not names of football formations. For 10 points, Washington and Lee.
Fred Lockman.
Waste of time.
Go, you interrupted. 5-point penalty for Washington and Lee. I'll finish it for you, Barnard. Ladderback, Wing, and Windsor are not names of football formations. For 10 points, what are they?
Chairs?
Right, for 10 points. Okay, we have here now Barnard College, we have a bonus question on some very well-known Virginias. In view of the fact that Virginia is so much with us, with Washington and Lee, we look for some Virginias. Now, for 10 points apiece, you are to provide us with their last name. First of all, the historically famous Virginia of Roanoke Island, North Carolina.
All right, this is Jerry Kirschenbaum.
Virginia Dare?
Right, Virginia Dare. Okay, the celebrated Virginia of Bloomsbury. Oh, you know this. Hurry, girl. 10 points is coming up and going by. Virginia Woolf, English novelist, literary diary was recently published. Okay. Virginia Woolf, you missed her. Okay, I'm going to finish this question before we get into our midtime break. The sentimental Virginia Of the Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus letter. What is her name?
White?
No. I'll take another answer before the time is called. Nobody remembers?
Armstrong.
No. Virginia O'Hadden. Okay. Now we got time for another one here. All right, here we go. For another 40-point bonus coming up. Is it time for the middle time break? Okay, I'm going to take out my middle time break. Now, the whistle has blown in the middle of a question there. We're all confused, so let's settle down for just a minute. We have 1 minute out, 30 seconds for you at Barnard College. I want to meet you girls because you are the challenging team tonight. It is our custom here in the College Quiz Bowl to meet the girls, or to meet the teams, rather, who are challenging. First of all, I'd like to speak to Barbara Cowder. How are you, Barbara?
Fine, thank you.
Barbara, what are your plans? What are your plans after college?
I'd like to go to graduate school.
Where?
Right here at Columbia.
Oh, right there at Columbia, of course, huh? Jerry Kirschenbaum, what are your plans?
Well, I hope to go into journalism.
Where?
Well, at a newspaper, at the UN, anything I can get in the international field.
But you're going to work next year, huh?
Yes, come June.
Okay. Rael Isaacs, what are your plans?
I'd like to go to graduate school, too.
Columbia?
No, out of town if I can get a fellowship somewhere.
Oh, you're working for a fellowship. You're on the dean's list. You've got a good chance, I see. Now, Margarita.
Yes?
Would you give me your last name?
Balguarnera.
Ah, that's beautiful. I wouldn't dare try to say it as well. Now, would you tell us, Margarita, first of all, where's your home?
Well, I'm from Palermo. I'm also from Philadelphia.
Palermo, Sicily?
Yes.
And Philadelphia?
Yes.
What are your plans after college?
I'm going to Sorbonne next year.
Oh, well, that should be exciting. Now, I think we've met the challenging team. Let's move down to Washington Lee University in Lexington, Virginia. How you boys doing down there tonight? Bobby Paxton, I want to talk to you.
Just fine, Alan.
Bobby, you know, I see from the papers that we've been getting up here from Virginia that you boys in the College Quiz Bowl team from Washington Lee are getting a lot of publicity. How do you feel about it?
Yes, Alan, we're very happy about the way the student body and our friends in this section have backed us up.
Good.
But we are meeting part of Columbia University tonight, and it so happens that a distinguished Columbia alumnus is going to be on the Washington Lee campus soon.
Really? Who?
That's Judge Howell Medina, the man who made quite a name for himself presiding over the trial of 11 communists in 1949.
What's he going to do on your campus?
He's going to deliver the annual Tucker Lectures in the law school on the 23rd and 24th of April.
Oh, I see. Okay, are you going to go? You're not a law student, are you?
No, but he's quite a nationally known figure, and I feel sure that a lot of people will go.
The lectures are open to everybody, huh?
That's right.
Okay, that timeout period is just about up now, so let's get back to our quiz.
Right, Alan. The score is Washington and Lee University 65, Barnard College 45. Now, how about another toss-up question?
All right, here's our poetry toss-up for tonight. You're going to hear the actual voice of a well-known poet. And for 10 points, you're to name him. Here's the record.
Adorable is an adjective, and womankind is a man.
Washington and Lee.
Henry Turner.
Ogden Nash.
Right, for 10 points. And you got the 40-point bonus, Washington and Lee, by recognizing Mr. Ogden Nash as he reads his own inimitable verse. You know, quite a few cities of the world have been built where two great rivers meet. Now, Washington and Lee, we're going to give you 10 points apiece for each city you can name that is located where the following pairs of rivers meet. First of all, the Harlem and the Hudson River.
Fred Locke,
New York.
Right, New York City for 10 points. Now, the Monongahela and the Allegheny River.
Bobby Paxton,
Pittsburgh.
Right, for 10 points. The Rhine and the Moselle River.
Fred Locke.
Cologne.
No.
The Fall.
You may. All right. Koblenz, Germany. All right, you can still make 10 more points on this one if you'll tell us where the Ohio and the Mississippi rivers. What city?
Fred Locke.
Cairo, Illinois.
Right, for 10 points. Cairo, Illinois. Start out, Jack.
Washington and Lee University, 105, Barnard College, 45, and we have 8.5 minutes to go.
And a 30-point bonus is coming up. Okay, you know his first name is George and his last name is Marshall, but did you know that his middle name is Catlett? No, no.
Excuse me.
Washington and Lee.
All right.
Okay.
No,
can you get? You don't know the answer to this.
No. Excuse me.
I've got to penalize you 5 points. I'm going to finish the question for Barnard. I can't tell the difference.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. Well, Barnard, this is yours. For 10 points, can you tell us the first and last name of the English satirist whose middle name was Makepeace?
William Makepeace Thackeray.
Right, for 10 points, Barnard. Okay, here's your 30-point bonus, Barnard. I'll give you the genealogy of three very well-known figures of both fact and fiction. And for 10 points apiece, you're to name the famous offspring. You get it?
Mm-hmm.
The famous offspring. All right, in fiction, who was the son of Winona and Mudjekeewis? Winona and Mudjekeewis.
Hiawatha.
Right, for 10 points, Hiawatha. Winona was his mother, Mudjekeewis was his father. All right, what renowned man's father was named Calpurnius and grandfather was named Potitius? P-O-T-I-T-U-S.
Having a little conference.
Potitius. Potitius.
Rufus?
No, I'm sorry. It is St. Patrick, the man whose day we're going to celebrate the 17th, next Wednesday. Yes, Mr. Costello said. And now, in Greek legend, who was the son of Zeus and Alcmene?
Oh, Hercules.
Right, for 10 points, Hercules. What's the score, Mr. Costello?
Washington and Lee University, 100, Barnard College, 75. 7 minutes to go.
All right, for 10 points, coming up is a musical bonus worth 30 points. For 10 points, name the gulf that lies between Sweden and Finland. Washington and Lee.
Fred Luck.
Bosnia.
Right, the Gulf of Bosnia. Okay, by knowing your geography, you got a chance at a 30-point musical bonus. You know, since the opposing team tonight is from an all-girls school, Barnard College being an all-girls women's college, we thought we'd like to dedicate this musical question to them. Now, we're going to play three selections, each of which has girl in the title. 10 points for each correct title you can name. Here goes the first one.
Fred Lachman has that.
The most beautiful girl in the world.
Right, for 10 points. Okay, this one. Oh, girl. What?
Bobby Paxton.
I want a girl just like the girl that married dear old dad.
That's right. I want a girl. You didn't get your answer from Barnard, did you?
Alan, yes, yes, they came through on that. The boy has had it before.
Oh, I see. All right. It's still your point. Okay, what's the girl in this one? Time is going to be called. Don't know that?
Oh, I do, but they don't.
That's the girl. Well, you're an honest man. That's the girlfriend, boys. Okay, what's the score now, Jack?
Score now is Washington and Lee University, 130, Barnard College, 75. We have 5 minutes to go, Alan.
Okay, here we go. For 10 points, tell us, if you were suffering from the symptoms of toxic conundrum radicans, would you be most apt to call hastily for a stomach pump, a soothing ointment, or a hot bath? Washington and Lee.
An ointment.
Right, a soothing ointment. What is it? What is toxicodendron radicans, Henry? Henry, do you know what it is? Henry.
Yep. Henry Turner.
That's poison ivy, Alan.
That's right, boy. You got that right because you knew it. All right, here's your 40-point bonus, Washington Lee. I'm going to give you 10 points each time you can give us the modern English name of the following countries. First of all, Hellas.
Henry Turner.
Greece.
Right, for 10 points. For 10 more points, Helvetia.
Fred Lachman.
Switzerland.
Right, for 10 points. The Sandwich Islands.
Fred Lachman.
Hawaii.
Right, for 10 points. Hibernia.
Fred Lachman.
Ireland.
Ireland. Oh, man. You're hot. 180 to 75. We got to keep going here. All right, here we go with the toss-up question. Coming up is a 30-point bonus. Peter Paul is a famous maker of candy, but for 10 points, tell us. The famous painter whose first... Barnard.
Peter Paul Rubens.
Right, for 10 points. I'll complete the question. The famous painter whose first and middle names were also Peter Paul. And here is your 30-point bonus, Barnard. Any divinity students up there on the team are going to have a fine time with this one, because this question is on famous American clerics. Famous American clerics. 10 points for each one that you can identify. First of all, the 20th century preacher... currently attracting large crowds in London.
Oh, I'm good. We have it.
Okay.
Billy Graham.
Right. Billy Graham. Who is that?
Jerry Kirschenbaum.
Jerry, that was 10 points for you. Now, who is the 19th century preacher who was the brother of a famous American novelist?
Barbara, you want to take it?
William James?
No, Ward Beecher.
Yeah, Henry Ward Beecher for 10 points. You're right. The sister of
Rail Isaac.
Rail, you pulled that one out of the hat and got 10 points. Okay, 10 more points if you can tell us the 18th century congregational preacher responsible for the Great Awakening.
Jonathan Edwards?
Right, Jonathan Edwards. The score now is 115 for Barnard, 180 for Washington Lee. 2.5 minutes to go, and here's your toss-up. For 10 points, what Spanish province and city has the same name as an Ohio city? No takers? Washington Lee?
Oh, quit.
Lima. Lima.
Can you take it, Barnard? No
Toledo?
Takers?
Yes, sir.
Did I hear Toledo?
Yes, sir.
Right, for 10 points, Toledo. Okay, 125 to 180. Here we go. Here's your 20-point bonus, Barnard. Verdi based 3 of his operas on Shakespearean plays. You're going to get 10 points if you can name two
both
of these.
Both the Merry Wives of Windsor and
Otello.
Yeah, wait. You'll get 20 points if you can name all three. Name three and you've got 10 points. Now name three, quickly.
Falstaff, the Merry Wives of Windsor, and Othello.
That's right. No. What? No, three operas.
Falstaff.
That's one.
Falstaff, Othello.
Falstaff, Othello. That's good.
Okay. Falstaff, Othello, and Macbeth?
Did I hear Macbeth? I'll accept it for 20 points.
No, Merry Wives of Windsor, Othello, and Macbeth?
No, all right, I will not accept it. I will give you 10 points. I will not give you 20 points. Falstaff is based on the Merry Wives of Windsor. The other operas were Othello and Macbeth.
Well, we got
Othello and Macbeth.
Yeah, all right, we got to get along. You did not give it to me clearly. All right, 10 points. Whose life in literature? Here we go with a toss-up. 15-point bonus coming up. Whose life in literature is spared because he predicted an eclipse? Barnard.
Nostradamus.
Can you take it, Washington and Lee?
Connecticut Yankees. Yes. Henry Turner.
The Connecticut Yankees.
Right, for 10 points. Okay. Here we go with a 15-point bonus, Washington and Lee, for 15 points. 15 points. Place the following quotation and tell us when it was written. Quote, to reaffirm faith in the fundamental human rights, in the dignity and worth of the human person, in the equal rights of men and women and of nations large and small, unquote. Tell us when
it was... Solid. We have it. Fred Lockman has it.
Declaration of Independence, Philadelphia.
No, I'm sorry. That's the United Nations Charter, written in 1945. Okay, coming up with a 20-point bonus, 30 seconds to go. For 10 points, to what does the title Queen of the Antilles refer? Barnard.
Cuba.
Right, for 10 points.
That was very...
All right, your bonus, Barnard, is the kingfish is a well-known character in Amos and Andy series. For 20 points, what American political figure was known as the kingfish?
Huey Long.
Right, for 20 points. Okay, 10 points coming up, a 20-point bonus. 10 points, if you were to travel from the Hawkeye State to the Yellowhammer State, in what precise direction would you travel? Oh.
That's it, Alan. Time's up.
The answer
Sorry.
Was southeast.
But the game's over for this week. The final score in the College Quiz Bowl game tonight is 165 points for Barnard College and 190 points for the winner, Washington and Lee University. Now, to each member of the Barnard team, it's our pleasure to award an attractive and dependable Whitnall wristwatch. A distinguished member of the Longines Whitnall family of fine watches. Since 1866, makers of watches of the highest quality. For fielding the winning team tonight, Washington and Lee University will receive a $500 gift to be administered by the university. And these varsity scholars from Washington and Lee will return next week to compete in this new All-American quiz game with the varsity scholars at the University of Pittsburgh. Now here once again is your master of the quiz, Alan Ludden.
Okay, I want to congratulate you four fine men from Washington and Lee University, and I want to say to you lovely ladies from Barnard College, you did a sensational job. You were just great. Barbara Calder, Jerry Kirschenbaum, Rail Isaac, and Marguerite Balguanera. Did I say it right? You are wonderful. Next week, Washington and Lee meet Pitt. And in the weeks to come, we're going to have varsity scholars from Syracuse University and the University of Colorado. Leading colleges and universities all over the country are appearing here in the College Quiz Bowl. So be with us again next week, won't you? And every week for an exciting quiz game here in the College Quiz Bowl. This is Alan Ludden saying so long, everybody.
Your referees tonight were for Barnard College of Columbia University, Dick Dudley of NBC New York, and for Washington and Lee University, Joe Moffat of station WSLS Roanoke. College Quiz Bowl is a transcribed NBC Radio Network production, originated and produced by John Moses and Don Reed, directed by Ken McGrath. This is Jack Costello speaking. Toscanini conducts the NBC Symphony next on the NBC Radio Network.